from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, we are going to be talking about the Big Reset playbook. And that is just out fairly recently from Josh Bursin. The playbook is actually called the Big Reset Playbook, What's Working Now? And it's caught Nigel's eye. So Nigel, I'm going to start by asking you to share with us what this is and why it's caught your eye.
Well, Josh, as usual, does his homework. Now, he's been talking to large numbers of companies, largely in the US, but he's still been talking to large numbers of companies. And he's come up with this model, and it's his react, respond, return, transform model. And he's setting those as stages. So you start off in the middle of the COVID panic by reacting to the situation, then responding to it, then building your return to something approaching more normalcy, if you like. And then finally, you use all of those insights to transform the business. And I think that that is a very interesting little paradigm that he's put together. And it is a very good basis for discussion in organizations. What I've experienced is slightly different. It's, I think people are still reacting in the process of transforming. So it's not a linear model. People are jumping all over the place because there are different issues. It may be very easy to transform some aspects of the business where it's very, very difficult to react in some circumstances as well. So it's a little bit more muddled, I think, than Josh's neat sequential approach. But what he's done is he's shown us that the complexity of all of those four areas. And so reacting, you know, he takes that from how HR, IT, facilities all come together to work as one team, how remote work policies are pulled together, how positive futures are being constructed, and how big projects are reconfigured in favor of groups of small projects and small stages. And then respond, he talks about remote work and how remote work can be engineered. He talks about homeschool help and programs, online learning on every topic, training managers in a new role and a new reality. And then return is about creating flexible work policies, formalizing infection reporting processes, staying current on local regulations, rolling out new leadership support programs. And then transform is all about reinventing the business model, creating new business plans, redefining brand and marketing message, creating a scenario for new waves of the virus if they occur, partnering with infection and safety vendors, rethinking the hiring plan, and so on. So it's a big, long, complicated list. And I don't take that as a checklist that you have to work through. I take it as a series of options that organizations work their way through, so that I would like organizations to pick maybe only two or three from each column and address those, or at least discuss those, and discuss those within that react, respond, return, and transform model, rather than see it as a very complex process of working through. Maybe there's 50 items that he's pulled together across those four areas. Whereas I think that organizations find it very hard to cope with 50, very hard to cope with 10, but they're pretty good at coping with four. So that's a good checklist to prioritize and get things done. And I genuinely agree with him that there will be new business models emerging, new alignments in the business between various departments that were separate, but have found that they have to work together. I think that hiring will change, leadership will change, all of that stuff. He's absolutely right to put his finger on it. So overall, you know, I think it's incredibly helpful that he's done this, and he's done it in the time that he's done it. You know, he's not done it for 2022. He's done it now when people are still caught up in the whole process, and in some countries still deeply in the mire, in terms of, you know, that how they operate and how they can build and work their businesses. So basically timely, interesting, but be selective. That was what I would say. What about you, Martin?
Yeah, I would echo what you've just said. I think that it's interesting to see how he set it out. And you're right to say this is not as linear as he might suggest it is. But I do think it does help articulate the idea that a lot of what has happened has been crisis management. So I think it's really important for learning teams to step back from that and say, okay, so we've communicated more, we're digital first now in some shape or form, and we've got these different teams around the business working differently together. We're basically responding to employee need a lot more. You know, these are all, you know, really positive things, but they aren't the future strategy.
No.
They are crisis management. And what that then means is, well, what out of all of this, you know, goodness and also the things that haven't worked, are we going to build on and take forward? And I think that's the really interesting stuff. And that's why stepping back now is really important, because yes, you need to see it for that. You need to see it for what you've learned and really be able to inform the business that actually, well, this has been going on here. It's great, you know, mm-hmm. lots of demand for this. So let's work out how we respond to that demand now and in the future. So I think this...
It's like an aid memoir in a way. As you read through it, you go, oh, yes, that's right. Yes, we did think about this. And, oh, yeah, we've got that down for thinking about that later. Yeah. So you're right. You know, that's very helpful to have it explicit. And what he's done is unpacked the data from hundreds of different companies, which is why it's complicated and why it's a long list.
But just
to not see it as a compulsory list, but just as a way of triggering what's important to you and your organisation.
Yeah. And my final word would be, he also includes lots of examples of how businesses are doing this stuff.
He does indeed.
And that brings it to life and it makes it very tangible. So I would definitely read it for that too. Lots of checklists, but actually just real world examples of how some of the process stuff has changed as a result of COVID.
Perfect summary, Martin. And I 100% endorse that. Everybody download it. It's completely free and it's freely available. And I think you'll find it useful.
Great. Let's leave it there, Nigel.
We will indeed. Always a pleasure, Martin.
From scratch.